Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
It used to be such a great feeling to go back to school after summer vacations. Only for that one day though, because first day means going to school without any homework. Guess who else likes going back on campus? The movies! This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. So every once in a while, movies are written keeping classrooms in mind, including the very recent Student of the Year too. Some of these are as far away from our real lives as possible. Because first of all, we didn't dress as well as these kids in the movies. We had a lot more realistic problems. And we definitely didn't sing and dance about all our feelings at the drop of a hat like these kids. None of us would have graduated, honestly. But although some of them talk about issues that need to be addressed, like the ability to have a career even if you're not an engineer or a doctor, there are other movies that have been made for the sole reason that the guy who wrote the story didn't want to grow up. There are a ton of movies that take you back to campus life. Let's go back to the classroom on this podcast. This movie was about three idiots, but millions of other idiots went and watched it, including myself. Amir Khan plays this hyper-enthusiastic character who seems to be having a constant sugar rush. Sharma Joshi plays an ultra-studious guy, and Madhavan plays this in-between guy who's trying to follow his passion. It was the most inappropriate casting in Bollywood, if you ask me. The story is about three dudes in an engineering college, and engineering students are usually between their late teens and early 20s. But who did they cast? Amir Khan, who was 44 when they were shooting for this film, Madhavan, who was 39, which is almost 40 if you're a college student, and Sharma Joshi, who was around 30 back then. Imagine, a movie about college students and the youngest one in the main cast was 30. Amir Khan was older than some professors you'll see in college these days. But I was wondering about something, about how old Boman Irani was when they shot for this film. Turns out, he was 50 when they shot this film. So he was 50 and he played the principal, and Amir Khan was 44 and he played a teenager. Bollywood is ultra weird sometimes. Nothing like you'll see on campus in real life. What do you get when you put Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill together on campus? A crazy riot is what? 21 Jump Street had the both of them pretending to be high school students so they could stop a new drug from breaking out. This movie was a real big hit, and Jonah Hill was one of the people who wrote it. So 2 years later, in 2014, they made another movie called 22 Jump Street, where Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum play cops who pretend to be college students so they can find the supplier of a new drug. What usually happens is that when a movie like 21 Jump Street comes out, it catches you by surprise by offering something really fresh and something you've never seen before. But most of the time, sequels turn out to be really disappointing because the novelty is worn off by then. Look at Kingsman and How to Train Your Dragon. Once the element of surprise is done with, you really stop and think, was the sequel really required? Was it really necessary? But 21 and 22 Jump Street are one of those rare series where even the sequel achieved what it set out to do. And in this case, it was to give us a buddy cop film that had a great chemistry between the two guys, and it was supposed to make us laugh, which it more than did. You know, the biggest difference between a movie like this and a Bollywood movie casting a 44-year-old as a student in Three Idiots? At least in this, they tell you that these guys are pretending to be students. If over the top could be described in one movie, it would have to be Mehuna. Of course, we all had fun watching it when it came out. But cut to 2019, where we've had access to at least some sensible movies from across the world. And what does Mehuna seem like? A glorified movie about college with a jingoistic patriotic agenda. Yes, we all wish college was like that, where all you had to do was dress up nicely and get on campus, and the biggest problem you had was a teacher who spat on you. Oh, and who to take as your prom date? Prom date? Who has prom in India? I don't know which parallel universe Farah Khan was in when she decided to make this film, but someone needed to give her a reality check about events like prom night in India, but nobody did. And she went on to make so many more over-the-top films. Mehuna represents every Bollywood stereotype that ever was and takes it to campus. Hero undercover and nobody finding out? Check. In-your-face slapstick comedy? Check. unrealistic song and dance sequences at the drop of a hat? Check. Tomboy suddenly dresses very well and gets one of the heroes to fall in love with her? Double check. The only bearable thing was the place this movie was shot at. A major part of it was shot in Darjeeling, and it's an actual school they shot at, and honestly, it's one of the most beautiful campuses we've ever seen on screen. You first have to get over all the other silliness that it has to offer. Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, such a cult movie when it came out. But did any of it seem realistic? This movie was like one of Karan Johar's other ones, so far away from a normal Indian life. I don't know which college he went to, but I don't know anybody who had that much of a budget for talent day. And I don't know anybody else who could air guitar as well as these guys either. Also, I think it was one of the first Bollywood films to use body doubles for basketball. I know it wasn't like some NBA match, but I seriously doubt Shah Rukh Khan or Kajol are any good at playing basketball. Also, Karan Johar didn't have enough of his time on campus, so he created a summer camp and put a whole bunch of kids in a really, really, really fancy place. I wonder what he told parents before he selected them for the movie, you know? But I'm sure none of them minded. Their kids went to summer camp and these parents probably got paid for it. Kuch kuch ka pata nahi, par Bollywood mein kuch bhi ho sakta hai. I'm sure big stars who have children break their heads when it's time for their kids' debut. Should it be a thriller? Should it be a comedy? Should it be a love story? Will everyone judge my child based on his or her first movie? Well, this was all before Karan Johar's time. Because now any star kid that wants to be launched just has to be good friends with the top guy at Dharma. There might not be enough budgets for rocket launchers, but Karan Johar has all the money he needs to be a star kid launcher. He made Student of the Year way back in 2012. It was the debut of not one, not two, but three people. Varun Dhawan, Alia Bhatt and Siddharth Malhotra were the main protagonists. And Siddharth Malhotra was the only one who didn't have a direct connection to the industry. Nonetheless, it was the launch of the decade. At least it was supposed to be till the sequel came out and Karan Johar decided to launch Ananya Pandey and Tara Sutaria into mainstream Bollywood. Did we really need a sequel? No. Does Karan Johar care? Hell no. Both of these have been shot on campus. It's sort of a sequel, if we may think so. It's a story that's set in different batches of the same school. And these kids are who we probably wanted to be when we were in school, till we saw what better things were out there in the world. Sure, we might not have gone to fancy schools like Karan Johar's star kids. And we all like to think we're a little special in some way or the other. But watching his movies will make you thankful for being normal, whatever that is. One of the nicer movies to have come out of Bollywood, Munna Bhai MBBS takes a rowdy and puts him in a classroom. Sanjay Dutt plays this guy who's lied to his parents the whole time about being a doctor. Boman Irani plays this grey character who sort of lets it slip to his parents that their son is actually a rowdy. And that makes Sanju's character Munna Bhai want to go back to campus and show this guy who's boss. How dare someone take the liberty to tell your parents the truth? Now this flits between scenes in the classroom and scenes in the operation theatre. And in every place, Munna Bhai tries to teach the teachers how to be doctors. It made hugging a big trend, you know, because Munna Bhai was a firm believer in something called Jadoo Ki Jhappi. And there were scenes in the movie where he used really radical methods to pass exams and interviews. Unfortunately, because we take our movies so seriously, the next set of exams across India after this movie released saw a whole bunch of people getting caught in exams trying the same stuff, trying to copy like Munna Bhai. Well, better to try copying like Munna Bhai than beating up people like Munna Bhai. Half Girlfriend might have done well if it had even half a semblance of a plot. First of all, Chetan Bhagat's book was made into a movie. I admire the man because a lot of people claim to have started reading because of his books, but why can't we let it remain a book? Bollywood saw how many copies of the books were sold and assumed the number of ticket sales would be like 10 times higher and decided to make a film out of this book he wrote about some angsty young kid from Bihar who falls in love with a Delhi girl. They meet each other in college and the only realistic part about this movie is the guy getting friend-zoned. We all had a friend in college who went through this. It's supposed to be a college love story, so there are scenes shot on university and them playing basketball and everything. And that's when you're wondering if halfway through is a good place to stop watching Half Girlfriend. Accepted was one of the most fun movies to have ever been made about college kids. It's about this kid who creates a fake university to convince his family that he's been accepted somewhere after every university rejects him. But he unexpectedly receives a lot of applications and a bunch of misfits form a fake university together. And the campus that we see in this movie is the one where we all want to be. No timetable, no assignments, no deadlines, and the possibility of learning whatever you want under the sun from whoever else you want. Imagine being able to teach anything you knew to anybody who was interested in it. We probably would have had some people offering courses on how to be stars on TikTok. Oh wait, we already have those online. They remade this film in Bollywood, called it Faltu, where a bunch of kids led by Jackie Bhagnani start a fake university. But the cast itself was so faltu, so it didn't really make an impact. We love things that take us back in time. And when it comes to movies that take us back to school or college, we're more than happy to just watch it. Because instead of getting marks for some exam we had to write, here we are sitting and judging whatever is happening. Gives us that weird sense of power, no? I mean, you can totally destroy a movie on Twitter if you don't like it. Movie stars don't land 5 stars sometimes. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.